Yo, what's up, guys? It's Mike.
And Lucas.
We're back here with the Down Low.
Back for the final, 10th and final episode.
Yep. I know a lot of you guys want us to do more. Maybe next semester we'll do more. But for now, this is our 10th episode. Lucas, so starting from when we first started to now, like, let's just go all the way back to the Breaking the Ice, episode one. That was back in October. Like,
damn.
How do you feel from Breaking the Ice all the way to KG3? Like, do you think we improved?
Yeah, definitely. We came a long way. Just our delivery, you know, how I feel like we're more professional now. I know in the first episode, it was a lot of not knowing what to say and how to deliver it. I know I had a lot of uhs and you know what I'm saying. So I've definitely... think I've improved on my speaking skills.
Yeah, and I think, like, we was more, I wouldn't say nervous, but it's like you're not used to just standing in front of a camera.
Bless.
I had to sneeze. Sorry, chat. But it's like you're not used to standing in front of a camera and just, like, you know, say stuff for, like, a good 30 to 40 minutes, and you're just sitting here in front of a mic, talking. You can't really say a lot because, you know, people are listening, they can't see you. So it's like, I think, like you said, the delivery of how we spoke and how we said certain things have changed, and we became more comfortable, and I think that's all really that matters. Yeah. So what was your favorite episode so far?
My favorite episode is between Sydney Gilstrap and Kobe. I think the Sydney Gilstrap episode was fun only because it was funny. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we talked about a lot of fun stuff, but I also liked Kobe. I think he's a good speaker, and he gave a lot of good insight in the world of a college athlete, especially one from, you know, out of the country, which we don't get to hear a lot of guys like that. So right. That was good. How about you?
I would probably be 10 steps ahead with Cam, only because...
Yeah, that was good, too.
She's a freshman, and she's averaging 20-something points, you know, doing big numbers after just coming from high school. I like Tamisha's, too, but it's just like, as a freshman, you know, you're taking that next leap. Obviously, Tamisha and Kobe are both juniors, so we're really hearing perspectives that kind of we... Besides the athlete part, we're kind of hearing perspectives that we would know because we're also juniors.
Yeah.
But I love the advice that they all gave at the end. But, yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things. Even with Ajinae's rules to long distance, 10 steps ahead, KG3, get to know 4. One thing that I liked about all those that I think we should keep doing if we have people on is the advice piece. I kind of took that idea from Kostanat. He streams at the end, every celebrity that he had on, he would have them give an emotional and like an inspirational speech.
You see Bryce's speech.
Yeah, and Drewski was like laughing real hard, him and Kevin. But like stuff like that is what I think people need to hear because you're also hearing it from other people's perspectives. So like for Tamisha and Kobe, you know, they talked about keep going because, you know, it's you versus the world out here. You know, they both dealt with injuries. And someone who was dealing with an injury, who was probably sophomore, junior, or was in that college level, probably needed to hear that. For Cam, she's a freshman coming straight from high school to B1 and averaging 20 points, you know, going through a lot and having to adjust. Another freshman out there could be wanting to go to the next level, but needed to hear that. A lot of people need to hear certain things because it could relate to them. So I feel like that's something we should keep going and keep doing. So... You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, I liked all the episodes with the when we actually got to like interview and like talk with guests.
Yeah.
I mean, us talking is cool, but you came in clutch with the athletes, and I think it's good to have different perspectives on here.
Yeah.
Other than just us two talking.
Yeah. And I wish I did have like if the men's didn't have like an away game some of the days that I wanted to do it, I wish we had them too. So it would have been like women's basketball, men's basketball, women's soccer, men's soccer. So that's why I said like if we do this next semester or anytime in the future, we can get more perspectives on different sports and different athletes, you know, especially because we're sports communication. So we know a lot of different athletes. So,
yeah. So it's finals week.
Yeah.
We got, and it's like 20 degrees outside.
It's cuddle weather, y'all.
It's the morning right now. Usually we don't film in the morning. This is the first time, so you see me over here yawning and stuff. I apologize.
But it's 25 degrees outside, and it's 9:50 a.m. It's early, y'all. But the weather, the thing about Indiana is, like, literally just last week, it was in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, it's about to be 50-something, like, Friday.
Yeah, and now it's 30 and 20. Like, pick a weather, you know? I know we don't really have a real winter, but, like, come on, pick a weather. And then on top of that, finals week, I only have... really, this class, another class, and then I have a final on Friday, but, like...
You're not in literature?
Mm-mm.
Lucky.
So, I ain't got no finals, at least in-person finals, besides the one on Friday. All my other finals is, like, projects, and it's communications. So, it's like,
yeah.
I can finish those ahead of time, and I'll be home quicker than a lot of these people.
Yeah, that's how I was last year.
Yep. You have any finals, or like how many?
Well, I know I got all the Tommy's classes are just project, but then I got a math final, which I'm not looking forward to because I don't like math. And then I got literature, where we got to write a paper, but we also got to do an in-class analysis. So it's just the worst of the worst.
What math is it?
It's I think it's called like Introduction to Mathematical Ideas.
Yep.
Yeah.
So look, I took that last year. Listen, for the final, all you should do is skip the problems that you don't know and just do all the ones that you should know and then fill in the ones you do know last. Because what I did was, like, when I go into tests, I usually calculate how many I could get wrong to get this.
The worst you can do.
No, the best I can
do. I know. Yeah. The worst you can do, they like get a B or a passing grade or something.
Yeah, so then I'll be like, okay, so because I got a B plus on my my math final it was second semester last year.
Okay, big brain.
So what I did was I just subtracted how many I can get wrong, and skipped that many problems and tried to do the rest.
Damn, you did more math calculating the grade than you did on a goddamn test.
Gotta do what you gotta do, and I passed the class with a B. So
no, but I gotta study up because I know all the stuff like from the previous chapter, but I don't remember that stuff from August. That's the hard thing about finals. You got to remember everything.
Yeah. So just make sure you look at the stuff at all. Because obviously the new stuff is going to be more new to you. So like just go back to the old stuff first and then go to the new.
Yeah.
That's what I had to do. And like make problems for yourself so that you can just write into it. That's what I do. Besides that, you know, what's your plans for Christmas? Where you going to be?
I'm going to be back home at the crib in Edwardsville, Illinois. I don't know what we got. I don't know where we're going to have Christmas this year. We usually, like, last minute with it. Like, Thanksgiving, we didn't know it was going to be at our house until, like, the week before. But
yeah,
that's just our people. But it should be cool. I get to go back home, hopefully work. I was trying to work maybe at Lowe's again or McDonald's, just some, you know, something calm. I'm not trying to do too much, but... I don't know, between McDonald's and Lowe's right now. But other than working and family, I'm going to try to get in the gym a little bit. Maybe hoop a little bit. Just so I'm not too horrible when I get back. Because isn't break like 5 weeks?
Yeah.
It's long. No, I think it's like 4, but still.
Well, it depends when you go home. I'm going home, hopefully. All right, next Monday, I should be home. Mm. So... with that being said, we don't go back till like the 12th and 13th. So that's a full 4.5 weeks, so maybe 5 weeks.
Damn. Yeah.
But yeah, it's a long time.
How about you? What you doing?
I'm going to be at home in Indianapolis, Indiana, but I know I'm going to be working like every day.
Olive Garden?
Mm-hmm. Trying to get me a new car.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to be saving up for that. Just enjoying time with family. I'll probably be at my dad's too. That's where all my brothers live. I got 4 brothers. So I'll probably be with them, but I'll also be at my mom too. And then if I decide to do anything, it'll probably be like hang out with friends or something. But that's like extra stuff. I'm really just there to make money and see my family. But that's really it though. That's all that I know I'll be doing on the
I got a question. As a 20-year-old man, do you still get Christmas presents? And, like, what type of presents you be getting?
Yes. I mean, I feel like there's no I don't think there's a stop to Christmas presents.
It's just the.
I think it's just the
quantity
one,
goes down and the quantity.
And the quantity, the quality, I wouldn't say. It's just the quantity, and just the shock factor. You know, when you're a kid, you want a you want a new iPad, you want toys, you want this, you want that, maybe a phone, you want so many different things. You go on Christmas, oh my God, you got it for me, ah! But as you get older, it's like you already got a phone. You already got this and that. So it's just like, you'll need things like, I just want clothes. I just want money. Yeah. To me, like when my parents ask me what I want, I'll just take money. Because like now you're at the point, you know what you want. And you ain't got to worry about people getting the wrong stuff. So it's like, if they just get you money, you can buy it yourself. You can save up all the money you get from Christmas and buy whatever you want when you go to the mall or just even online. So like the gifts that I get are mainly just like either jewelry or clothes or money. That's like the only thing I really want.
Yeah.
Like jewelry though.
I got a lot of aunties, so nowadays I just be getting gift cards, which I got a hot take. I'm not a fan of the gift cards. If you're going to give a gift card, you might as well just give money, because why limit the person to go to one place? I mean, I guess it seems more thoughtful, but like at the end of the day, I want money.
Yeah,
so hold on, Auntie Denise, if you watching this, no more McDonald's gift card. Give me some money, man. All right, go on.
But no, facts. I think like gift cards, and the only gift cards I really like is like if it's like a Walmart, Target gift card, or like a Visa gift card. But like when it comes to like for an example, my family usually gets me like a Chick-fil-A gift card because they know I have a Chick-fil-A on campus. The only problem is I can't use it, because they don't let us use cash. They only let us use card or our Ace Bucks. So I be having to wait till I actually go to a real Chick-fil-A to use it, which is helpful if I'm really hungry and I'm like passing the Chick-fil-A, but it's just like, damn.
Yeah, I'd rather be gifted Ace Bucks than gift cards.
Right. One of my friends got me a Chick-fil-A gift card, a $40 Chick-fil-A gift card for my birthday.
Damn.
And I haven't been able to use it because we ain't got nothing on campus. And that was in September.
Damn,
in December.
I'll take it from you.
It's on my phone. It's like an online one.
Oh,
like it's in my
I
Apple Wallet.
Had that.
But yeah, W take. What are you looking most forward to? Like, what do you want for Christmas? Like, what's something you ask for? My dad asked me the other day what I want. I just said money or some Jordans, mainly 3s and 4s, because those are the ones I like. 411.
I want some Kobe's, but I know my mom just isn't capable of like. She don't know what StockX is. She don't know what the sneakers app is. So, like, there's no way she's going to give me Kobe's. But, shoot, I'll be cool with some money.
For real?
There's nothing really I need, for real. Like you said, if I was a little kid, I'd be asking for probably Legos or something. But the only thing that I care about now is just shoes. I'm going to need a new phone soon. Shoot, I'll take a PS5, or I already got the new Xbox.
You want both.
It's nothing else. Nothing else I need, for real.
Facts.
Yeah.
I think
clothes.
Yeah, mainly just shoes and clothes. I think if I was little, I'd still be asking for shoes and clothes, because I feel like when I was younger, I was asking for more like objects, like toys and electronic things. And my fashion back in the day when I was little was like bad, like trash, like.
I think everyone's fashion back in the day was trash.
You feel me? If I see myself, I like bully him a little bit. But if I was like younger right now, like if I had the same mindset, I'm dripping out. So when I get older, my drip is even better than it is right now. And I ain't have to, you know, try so hard right now to get to where I want to get fashion wise.
Yeah, that's the goal for me, to get my drip up. DoorDash not paying enough though for all that.
Man, speaking of DoorDash, I was hungry. And I got me a pizza from Papa John's yesterday, or 2 days ago. Tell me why they ate my pizza.
Bro, no way.
I'm so for real, bro.
They ate your pizza?
They ate it. Like, it's just one. Wait,
where'd you go? You went to Papa John's?
I didn't go, but like, you know, I adored it.
Bro, that Papa John's is notoriously bad.
Let me see if I can find it. They literally just took a slice right down the middle, bro.
Bro, yeah, I went to, That's crazy, bro.
Just ate my
pizza. That's unforgivable. You got to go get your money back after that.
I know I did. I complained and everything. DoorDash, you out there?
They give you...
Papa John's, I'm coming for you.
Did they give you money? They gave it back.
It's in review. It's pending. Oh. So I probably will.
No, I should have got mine back sophomore year when I got a Philly steak pizza and it was just all dough. I'm like, bro, they didn't even cook it all the way. Yeah, bro, I was too lazy to get up and go because I had ordered it.
Yeah, that's funny.
Always check your box before the delivery driver leaves.
Yeah, facts. But, Lucas, is there any, like, inspirational, something for the audience you want to tell them? We'll go back and forth. But
yeah, I seen a, hold on. Y'all know that, that little kid's book from back in the day, bro? Hold on, let me find it. Y'all know Haggis the Dog? Y'all used to read that? Mm-mm. So it's like this kid's book. Mm-hmm. And it got a little good message on it, bro. So this one of the pages of the book. It got a little picture of the house with the hole in it. And it say, Haggis has a hole in his roof. He never fixed it because on rainy days it's too wet to work. And on sunny days it doesn't need fixing. I'm like, that's a simple page, but it got a deep message behind it, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like this can be compared to, like we was talking about in, I think, episode 6, I don't know, mental health. If you only, on the days when your mental health is not good, and, you know, you stay in bed, and you don't go, like, to the gym or do something that'll fix your mental health, and then, you know, just wait till the days when you're feeling good. It's never going to change. You know, just like Haggis, if he need to fix the damn roof when it's raining. So next time it rains, he's not going to get wet, you know. So don't be Haggis is my message of the day.
My message of the day would just be like, don't be like the clock. Don't watch the clock. Be like the clock. Because what does the clock do? It keeps
tick,
going.
Tick.
Well, yeah, but the clock doesn't stop. And neither should you. It was my message. Because at the end of the day, if you're a college student or not, even if you're just a regular working person, like if you're past college or not in college at all, or just you're a high school student, middle school, it doesn't matter. You're going to have times where, like, you really don't want to do stuff. But stuff is not going to get accomplished when you're just laying down thinking about what you could be doing.
Right.
Same thing with a clock. The only time a clock stops is when the battery stops working. And that should be the same way we start.
Facts.
We should stop working when our battery stops working. You feel me? I feel like a lot of people will go through, like, hard times. A lot of people will try to reach a goal and won't get there. But just like a clock that's ticking, you should keep going. That's my quote of the day.
Yeah, just like Tamisha say, just keep going. Don't give up.
Just keep going.
That's a quote I live by. Appreciate that, Tamisha.
Shout out to Tamisha Dozier, number 4. All
right, last episode. Is there anything else you would like to say to the fans, all 3 of them?
Thank everybody for watching. I thank y'all. Even if we had a lot of views for one episode because your friend was on it or not, I appreciate y'all watching and listening. Really not watching, but, you know, listening. Hopefully, if this is something y'all really like or, you know, you give me feedback, maybe we'll pick this up later on, maybe like one episode a month or something, maybe just something on the side. But this was mainly for a class. I hope y'all enjoyed, though. And I appreciate y'all a lot. You know, I learned a lot. Me and Lucas learned a lot. And I learned how to, like, you know, speak in front of an audience that isn't there. And just, like, learn how to, you know, speak in front of a, you know, a mic for some minutes. Like, with a capital M. But that's really all I got. Thank y'all.
Yeah. Yep. Same here. Appreciate the support. Next semester, maybe. I was talking to an advisor dude, and he said that we definitely could if we wanted to. I learned a lot also. And I think this was a great learning experience for both of us. All right, with that being said, you already know what's coming next. Just go ahead and skip this. Fireside Aces Radio is produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville. Student Media produces the Crescent Magazine, published online and in print 3 times a semester. Student Media produces several podcasts and utilizes design, photography, video, and sound towards experiential and academic learning and journalistic endeavors and engaging storytelling. Student Media elevates the voice of the student body and connects the campus and community to important info and points of view. Thank you. I'm not going to miss saying that every episode. I got the bread and I got the jewels. I got some dogs and I let them loose. Bring